Recession with a purpose. Disastrous financial news has been known to make people weep. But contrary to popular belief, when a recession occurs, the sky has not fallen. If we are moved in one way or another by monetary fluctuations, it merely indicates that we do not understand the nature and permanence of God's supply and how to properly observe human events. We have convinced ourselves that wealth, security, and happiness are dependent upon the accumulation of money, and that without a sufficient amount of it, we will perish. We look to economists to help us anticipate our success or failure without the slightest hint of spiritual guidance. Should not we be heeding St. Paul, who said, "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed"? In the book of Malachi, it is recorded that the Lord of hosts insisted upon a spiritual harvest greater than the imagination could conceive. "Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven, and pour you out a blessing that there shall not be room enough to receive it." Mortal man's egocentric nature boasts, "I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High." Man's claim that he can do whatever he wants to advance himself is at the root of all turmoil, financial or otherwise. Are we really that afraid of losing our material standard and having nothing left but Christ? Yes. And that is why it hurts us so much when we look upon all the works that are done under the sun, and behold, all is vanity and vexation of spirit. We must learn through suffering or science that there is nothing in matter to possess. When we wait patiently on God and seek truth righteously, He directs our path. Our real worth becomes apparent as we grow in grace. When I was making a living as an artist, a recession hit the nation's economy. Even though my motives were good, and I began offering inexpensive art prints to accommodate my customers' waning financial resources, sales plummeted, and the income from my gallery was not meeting expenses. In this seemingly dark period, I was afraid that I would lose my gallery and home. But when I mentally disassociated myself from my possessions, I found a way to prevent bankruptcy and continued to offer joyful service in the best way I knew. Very soon, an angel message drew me away from creating art to a higher and more spiritual challenge, where my every waking thought was devoted to prayerful listening. On the surface, this made no economic sense, but I continued day and night with my new assignment. Gradually, sales improved and everything returned to normal, except that I was no longer inspired to produce art and was only liquidating inventory. After a year, I knew that it was time to move on, so I put the gallery building up for sale. A couple expressed interest in leasing the space, which was initially contrary to my inclinations. But in a very short time, we put together an agreement that satisfied both parties. This arrangement turned out to be a blessing beyond my narrow scope of experience. The rent from the building was equal to the best years of operating the art gallery, and I was free to continue pursuing my new work. When we recognize that failing human events are merely an illustration of mortal mind destroying itself, we can observe these events and feel no ill effects, for we are not what mortal mind thinks. The history of error is as a tale once told. All earthly options, choices, hopes, and fears succumb to the same fate. The place thereof shall know it no more. Lust, greed, and speculation in the world's markets must ultimately be disappointing in order to make room for what is coming, the science of money. In this sense, money has a spiritual definition. Money, God, that which possesses all real value and enjoys unwavering appreciation from its infinite manifestation. The multiplication of good is not in material accumulation. Goodness is the nature of our being, and as we advance spiritually, infinite life expands before us. Share thy joy and spend it freely.